Understand the idea that the brain may not show us reality directly. Instead, it may show us a useful interface that helps us survive, act, and question our first impressions. When you look around a room, do you feel that you are seeing reality directly? Have you ever misunderstood a situation because your first impression was wrong? Do you think colors exist exactly the same way for humans, dogs, and bees? Is it more useful to see every detail or to see only the information you need? When you look around the room, it feels like you are seeing reality directly. You see a table, a wall, a window, your phone, and maybe another person. It feels obvious. This is the real world. But some scientists and philosophers ask a strange question. What if we do not see reality itself? What if we see only a simplified version made by the brain? This idea is sometimes explained with a computer desktop. On a computer screen, you see folders, icons, buttons, and a mouse pointer. But those icons are not the real computer. Inside the machine, there are electrical signals, code, memory, and hardware. The desktop hides the complicated reality and gives you something simple enough to use. Maybe perception works in a similar way. Your brain may not show you the deep structure of reality. It may show you a useful interface: colors, sounds, objects, distance, and space. The brain did not evolve mainly to know the truth. It evolved to help living things survive. For example, an animal does not need to understand the full physics of light. It needs to know, is that a predator? Is that food? Is that safe? Can I move there? So the brain creates quick, useful experiences. Red fruit may look bright and noticeable. A loud sound may feel dangerous. A face may quickly show anger or kindness. These experiences help the body act fast. In this view, perception is not like a perfect camera. It is more like a survival dashboard. A car dashboard does not show the full engine. It only shows what the driver needs: speed, fuel, temperature, and warning lights. The dashboard is not fake, but it is not the full reality either. Your senses may work the same way. They give you useful signals, not complete truth. Imagine you have a file on your computer desktop. The icon looks like a small document. You can drag it, open it, copy it, or delete it. But inside the computer, there is no tiny paper document. The icon is only a symbol. It helps you interact with something much more complex. Now think about a red apple. You see red, round, and solid. But physics says the apple is made of atoms, forces, light waves, empty space, and energy. You do not see all of that. You see a simple object, apple. The apple experience is like the desktop icon. It helps you act, pick it up, eat it, or avoid it if it is rotten. The brain turns complex reality into usable objects. This does not mean the apple is imaginary. It means your experience of the apple is a simplified interface between your body and the world. Color is a powerful example. We usually say the apple is red, but more carefully we can say the apple reflects certain light waves and my brain creates the experience of red. Different animals may experience color differently. Some animals see ultraviolet light that humans cannot see. Dogs see fewer colors than humans. Bees may see patterns on flowers that are invisible to us. So which version is the real flower? Maybe no single animal sees the flower exactly as it really is. Each animal gets a version of the world that is useful for its life. For humans, red may help us notice fruit, blood, danger, or emotion. For bees, ultraviolet patterns may help them find nectar. Each brain creates a different interface. This idea becomes even stranger when we think about space. We feel that space is simply there. Things are near or far. Objects have shape and location. But some thinkers suggest that even space may be part of the interface. Maybe space is the way the human brain organizes information so we can move, touch, catch, avoid, and survive. For example, in a video game, the player sees a 3D world. Mountains, doors, enemies, and paths appear on the screen. But inside the computer, there is no real mountain. There is data. The 3D space is a useful display. Maybe our experience of space is also a display. Not fake, but translated. The brain may turn deep information into a world of objects and distances because that is the easiest way for us to act. This connects to many deep ideas: simulation, higher dimensions, the brain as a prediction machine, and the observer self. All of them suggest that experience is not simple. Reality and perception are not the same thing. This is not only a strange science idea. It can change how we live. If we understand that we see a simplified version of reality, we become more humble. We stop thinking, my view is the whole truth. We begin to think, my view is one useful map. This helps in arguments, learning, relationships, and emotions. For example, when you feel, everyone hates me, that may not be reality. It may be your brain's emotional interface showing danger. When you feel, I failed, so I am useless, that may not be truth. It may be a survival signal, a painful interpretation, not reality itself. This connects strongly to the observer self. You are not your first perception. You can notice the interface. You can question it. The brain gives you a version of the world. Wisdom is knowing that this version may be useful, but incomplete. Imagine Kazuto walks into class and two students laugh. His brain quickly creates a story. They are laughing at me. This feeling appears fast. His body becomes tense. He feels embarrassed or angry. But this may be only an interface signal. The brain notices laughter and creates a possible danger story. The deeper reality may be different. Maybe they heard a joke. Maybe they remembered something funny. Maybe they did not notice him at all. Maybe one student showed a funny message. The first perception feels real, but it may not be true. A strong thinker learns to pause and ask, is this reality or is this my brain's quick interpretation? This is extremely useful. It creates space between perception and reaction. The idea of reality as a user interface does not mean the world is fake. It means our experience of the world is filtered, simplified, and shaped by the brain. We do not experience atoms, light waves, forces, and hidden structures directly. We experience colors, sounds, objects, space, feelings, and stories. This interface is useful. It helps us survive, communicate, and act. But it is not the whole truth. The deepest lesson is simple. We do not see reality directly. We see a useful version of reality. A wise person learns to question the interface. What is the main idea of reality as a user interface? The main idea is that the brain may show us a simplified, useful version of reality instead of reality exactly as it is. If your brain shows you a simplified version of reality, does that make the world less real or just easier to use? I think it makes the world easier to use because I do not think the world becomes less real because it changes how I think about reality because why might the brain show useful information instead of complete reality? The brain may show useful information because quick signals help living things survive and act faster than complete detail. Can you think of a situation where seeing the useful version is better than seeing every detail? A useful version is better when too many details can be a problem because in an emergency, I would rather know, how is a desktop icon similar to the way we see an apple? A desktop icon and an Apple experience both hide deeper complexity and give us a simple object we can use. What is one object you use every day that might be much more complex than it appears? One everyday object that is more complex than it appears is, I use it simply, but behind it there may be, it looks simple because, Why might color be part of the brain's interface instead of something that exists exactly the same for every creature? Different creatures experience light differently, so color may be a brain-made experience that helps each creature live and act. If different animals see different worlds, do they live in the same reality or different versions of reality? I think they live in the same reality, but I think each animal gets a different version because this question is difficult because why does the passage compare space to a 3D video game world? The passage compares space to a 3D video game world because both may be useful displays that help us interact with deeper information. If space is partly an interface, what might real reality be like beyond human perception? Real reality might be difficult to imagine because maybe it is not made of objects in the way we experience them. I cannot know, but I can imagine. How can this idea help us become more humble or emotionally balanced? It can help us remember that our first view is only one map, not the whole truth, so we can pause and question it. Think of a time when your first impression was wrong. What did your brain show you, and what was the deeper reality? My first impression was, later I realized, my brain showed me danger, but the deeper reality was, in the classroom example, what story does Kazuto's brain create? His brain creates the story that the students are laughing at him. How could Kazuto respond wisely instead of reacting immediately? He could pause and ask himself. He could choose not to react immediately because a wise response would be, what is the deepest lesson of this article? The deepest lesson is that we do not see reality directly. We see a useful version of reality and should learn to question it. If your brain is always creating an interface, how can you become better at seeing more clearly? I can become clearer by, I can question my first impression when I can listen to other people's maps because speaking practice questions. What does it mean to say that reality may be like a user interface? Why does the lesson compare perception to a car dashboard? How is a desktop icon similar to an Apple experience? Why might humans, dogs, and bees experience color differently? What does not fake, but translated, mean? How can this idea help in arguments or emotional moments? What should Kazuto ask himself before reacting? What is one first impression you would like to question more carefully? Useful speaking patterns. My first view may not be the whole truth. The brain may simplify reality so we can act. This does not mean the world is fake. It is not fake, but translated. I can pause before reacting to my first impression. My view is one useful map, not the whole territory. This lesson is about perception, but it is also about humility. The world is real, but our experience of it is shaped by the brain. We see useful signals, emotional stories, colors, objects, and space. We do not see every hidden layer directly. That can feel strange, but it can also be freeing. If your first impression is only an interface, you do not have to obey it immediately. You can pause, compare, ask, listen, and check. The goal is not to escape human perception. The goal is to use it wisely.